Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I wanted to bring this up too, okay? Tomorrow's the 4th of July. And no matter where you live, you've had to go through the fireworks. Now, I hate to make this all about me, but I'm going to make it all about me. I got a dog, the Bounce. Great dog. Found her in a field in Monroe. She's a shug, shepherd pug. Very nice, part of the family. Love her to death. Well, when fireworks pop off, she's got a real problem. She doesn't know what to do, doesn't know where to go. She pees all over the house. I mean, it's a disaster. It's awful. It's brutal. It's no good. No bueno. And I used to think fireworks were okay. Then I got a dog, and now I hate him. And I'm not stupid. Well, I am, but not like this. Like, I know most people on the 4th of July and in the summertime, they like the fireworks. And that's fine, and I'm cool with it. But I think people light it off way too much. Like, I used to live in Livonia, now I live in Canton. I must say it seems a little better in Canton. Livonia was every day. It was, hey, let's light off fireworks. It's Thursday night. Now, it seems like they only light off fireworks the week before the 4th and probably a couple days after. Then they're going to go away, and then my dog's going to be happy. But this isn't about my dog. Not even about me. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that despises the fireworks. I think they're boring. I think you've seen enough of them. And until they come out with a firework that actually blows up into like a cool picture of somebody or something, I don't need to see another firework in my friggin' life. I don't. However, I do have a daughter who's never seen fireworks. So I want her to see them. And many kids and adults and just everybody. 4th of July, it's part of what you do on the 4th. Maybe you go up north. Maybe you hit a boat. Maybe you barbecue. Maybe you play golf. But everybody goes someplace to watch the fireworks. Except for me. I'm a loser. So I'm reading this story over the weekend, okay? And this, seriously, is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. This comes from a reputable source. Ever hear of dogtime.com? Me neither. But that's not the only one that talked about this. But it's just the one that I happened to pull up. So dogtime.com posts this story by Mike Clark, whoever that may be. The headline, Town in Italy Switches to Silent Fireworks to Reduce Anxiety in Animals. Sounds like a great deal, doesn't it? I mean, who the hell even knew there was such a thing as silent fireworks? So I got very excited, almost like somebody told me I had won a new car. And I went immediately on YouTube and I searched silent fireworks and I watched a couple videos. And while they still make sounds, they're silent. Like, it's a sound that isn't going to disrupt your animal. Or if you're a veteran that has issues with fireworks, like people say they do, it's not going to affect that either. These are silent fireworks. So you get all the bang of the actual air show with none of the bang of the actual bang, if you know what I'm saying. And I truly believe that if this small town in Italy has decided to switch to silent fireworks, people, I think we all should do it around the world. This should be the newest law. Silent fireworks for everybody. You can talk, don't have to worry about the boom, and you still get to see the colors. Like, it is such a win-win. Very, very, very few times in life do you find a solution like that that cures everybody's problems. For all the people that think it's so American to see the fireworks, you get to see the fireworks. For all the people like me that I'm sick and tired of the fireworks, the boom is gone. And that's all I really care about. Like, I got to be honest, my dog is not going to freak out, nor is your dog, by seeing lights. At least I don't think they will. But if there's no boom, they're golden, I think. 248-539-9797. I've gone in these areas many times. I mean, I've worked here a long time, it seems like. Probably too long for your people's likings. But every year, around this time of year, people talk about fireworks. Every year. And every year I have the same boring, stupid take. Get rid of them. Stop them. They're dumb. They're boring. They're stale. Enough is enough. Right? And every year I get destroyed. They're American. I'll do what the hell I want to. I love fireworks. I'm driving to Ohio to buy illegal fireworks. Hey, Rieger, F you. Every year I put up with it. So this year, there is a solution. Now, what I expect to hear from people is going to be, hey, Jeff, the bang is part of it. It's all about the bang. And in life, you can say that and maybe you're accurate. But in this instance, the bang can be gone. And all you have is the beautiful, vibrant colors. If you still want to kiss under the fireworks, you can, like Bogey and his woman. If you still want your daughter to see fireworks for the first time, you can. There's just no bang. 248-539-9797. Ticket text to 97136. I feel this country is very split. It's very divided. We can never come together on anything. People are over here. People are over there. This is the one solution. This is the one thing that I think we could totally come together on and be a whole community for once in our lives. 248-539-9797. The Tigers are still out there. We get into more baseball later on, plus some football stuff too. But I wanted to bring this up. This seems like such a win-win. It seems like such a slam dunk. It seems like the greatest solution I've ever heard. Silent fireworks. Like, who'd have thought? Who would have thought this ever existed? I'm going to come up with the actual name of this country, or city rather, in Italy. So I can tell that to you. I don't know what it is offhand. But I just know this is such a genius. Here it is. If you go to iHeartDogs.com, another great site that I've never been to a day in my life. The city is, again, I have no idea. Oh, yes. A town called Calicchio. Calicchio in the province of Parma, Italy, has decided that the welfare of its pets are more important than those big booms associated with firework displays. The local government, I'll applaud them, introduced legislation requiring all citizens to use silent fireworks for the good of the community. Now, I have no idea who sells these things. I don't think if you go to Meijer, you're going to find silent fireworks. Maybe you will. I have no idea. What I am saying is if I'm running for office, this would be my platform. I look out for your pets, people. I will get the silent fireworks. And you miss nothing. You still have the fireworks show without the bang and the boom. Aren't you for that? Who isn't?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.